I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC.
I think I celebrate Bach's birthday all year long.
That's KDFC's other Jeffrey, the Bach expert, Jeffrey Thomas, who, when he's not hosting KDFC's Sacred Concert and Baroque by the Bay, is artistic director of the American Bach Soloists. They've got a series of concerts coming up at the end of the month that might cause you to hear double.
We have this program of double concertos just because it's so much fun. I mean, it's just a great noise to hear two harpsichords playing together. And then, of course, there's the concerto for two violins is very popular. And we have a concerto for oboe and violin. So those are the three concertos for two instruments.
But that's not all.
Then we mix into that Bach's concerto for three violins. So it gets even, you know, more people up there in the spotlight. And we're going to wind up the program with the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3, which is, it's kind of like a three-cubed concerto. You got three violins and three violas and three cellos, and all nine of them play solos back and forth. Sometimes, you know, they work as groups of three and then sometimes individually. So it's just a really a super fun concert.
One work that won't be on the program but would fit in nicely, Bach's Concerto for Four Harpsichords. Jeffrey Thomas says two will be plenty.
It's a little daunting to have more than one harpsichord on stage at one time because they're not so easily kept in tune. So the guy who will be tuning our harpsichords will probably be pulling his hair out a bit. But it's really worth it. It's just such a splendid noise.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.